This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I think we're going to have quite a long episode today because I think that the two people that I'm with have quite a lot to say. Would that be right?
Yes, of course. We have a lot to say. Yes, that's our favourite part.
You can probably tell right now, I'm with Vibe, who are here.
What's up? I'm with Halvdan
and I'm with Matthias, yes. And we're going to hear all about them and all about their music and all about Roa and all about the successful completion of Sungvakeppnin that gets them, of course, to Basel to represent Iceland in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yes.
We are very, very, very excited to have you here today.
Thank you.
It's a great honor.
Welcome. Now, first thing to say is I know that there's a big following for Eurovision all the way around the world. I did the English language commentary on Sungvakeppnin when you guys won, and we were getting messages coming in from all over the planet.
So cool.
I think you've got fans all over the world who'll be listening to this today.
That's so cool. We love our fans.
We did like a Discord server, if you know what that is. We put it on our YouTube channel, and there were so many people that joined, all from around the world. So it's
a great honor to have people around the world listen to us and think that we are saying something important.
Yes,
maybe you are.
Yes, everything we say is so important.
In our boat song, we talk about so many things.
Boat song.
Yes. Well, we're going to talk about that and so much else. But talking of those videos that you make, the YouTube videos which are in English, and you usually do one each day, don't you? Unless you've got something else going.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
The original plan was to do a video every day, but it's
kind of hard.
In a dream world, we would do a video every day.
Would it be your dream?
That would be a dream.
Now, you're filming this just now, so you might see some of this on the YouTube channel.
YouTube.
Yeah, okay, as well as it being on RÚV English Radio as well.
Yes.
So, I want to start with last year, actually. I want to start with, because I think you came fourth in Sungvakeppnin, didn't you, with Biomind.
Yes.
Was that disappointing?
We didn't even expect to qualify, you know.
Really?
No, we were only doing it just for the plot, you know, just because it's fun.
Yes. We had
zero expectations.
Because you never seem to be disappointed by anything.
It was just so much fun, and like we were number two in Televote. That was crazy.
That was like a win for us.
Yeah,
like,
that was the best thing that could ever happen. Yeah, like, we did not expect that.
Yeah, I think Basel got the most votes, and then we were in second. We were like, yo, that's so cool.
We did not expect it, and it was so crazy how people liked our song and liked us.
And did you think then, okay, that was a great kind of first effort for Sungvakeppnin, we want to do it again this year?
No, not really. No. We were like, oh, wow, we did Sungvakeppnin, that's so cool, what do we do next?
and then we were just like performing the whole year, and we like performed all over Iceland. And the summer was crazy. Yeah, and there was so much love from the people.
Festival and everything.
Because that's the thing, it doesn't end, does it? Even if you don't win, you then start touring and doing gigs all over the place.
Yes, we were getting bookings left and right, and it was so crazy. Like, people want to get us to come and sing our song, our silly movie song.
Yes. Yeah.
That was such a great honor, and we met so many nice people, and we got so much love from the people, and then we thought, why not do it again?
And did you have a song ready?
No.
Okay.
Our producer, Inge Bauer, he had like a demo of this song ready. He like made it in 2023
or something.
Yeah, 2023.
Yeah.
Like first draft of this song.
And then when we decided that we wanted to submit another song for this year's, we weren't completely sure if we wanted to do it, because maybe it's weird to go two times in a row. I don't know. We weren't sure.
Yeah.
But we decided to do it anyways because we were bored and we had nothing to do, and the summer was over.
Yes. The summer was over, so we had to do something.
Yes.
And we just made a couple of songs, and this song that
stuck out.
This song like stuck out because it's like a good for first listening.
Because that's really
the only thing that matters in this competition. Because 99% of the people, they're not like listening to the songs. They just turn on the
TV
on the day and
Within 10 seconds, you know what that song's about, don't you?
Yes.
And you don't need to speak Icelandic to know that we're talking about rowing. It's two guys in a boat, which is obviously the yes. reference in the video as well. Do you know, we do a thing here on Rúv English Radio. It's called Oithskulith, and it's the news in a simple form of Icelandic every week.
Ah.
And I'm actually thinking, if I can get your permission as the writers of the lyrics of the song, of course, if we can, for one of our episodes, just go through the lyrics of the song and translate them into
English. That would be an honour.
We can do that?
That would be an honour.
Let's do that. Okay, so that'll be in a future episode of Oithskulith.
Let's go, W.
But, I mean, some of the lyrics you talk about sailing to the Faroe Islands and sailing to Greenland.
Yes.
And Gisli Martin is your captain as well.
Of course.
The song has had a huge response, not just from the people who voted on the night for Song of the Captain. It's been number one here as well, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been number one for four weeks or something.
Since we won.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Do you like the sea?
Yes.
We love the water.
I'm
scared of water.
You're scared of water?
Not like water you drink, you know? Just the ocean. I don't know what's down there.
Where did you film the video then?
On the ocean. It was so scary.
I was so scared. But it was also like when we were doing the video, there was like a huge whale just following us. It was like...
Yes, it was so scary.
Like 10 meters away from us, it was so scary,
but like we were in a wooden boat.
Yeah, there's a tiny boat outside.
And the camera crew left us alone
because they were doing like a drone shot, and then there was a whale just following us.
We were so scared. Because there is a bit that you're on your own there. And there's nothing around you apart from this whale that's menacing you.
The camera crew left us, and then there came whale.
And then there was a seal. Coming that came up to us both, and we were so scared.
That's what I'm saying. The ocean is so scary, you know.
So there's some of that staging in what we saw on Song for Captain, and you've got the boat on stage as well.
Yes.
Can you tell us about the staging for Eurovision? Is it going to be different or bigger or smaller or what?
I can say that it will be a lot bigger because in Iceland, you know, Song for Captain has a lot smaller venue than in Basel.
Yes.
It's so big venue in Basel.
We had to, like, when we were rehearsing for Eurovision, we had to go to like a...
Like Laugardalsvöll.
Yes. It's like a stadium.
Because
we didn't...
So we can map out the stage.
Yes, in Rúv, they don't have like so...
A place that's big enough, yeah. So
I tell you, and also in Iceland, there's nowhere big enough to host the Eurovision Song Contest when you guys win and it comes to Iceland next year.
Yes, of course. We were thinking about like maybe we could do it in our back garden. Like, with our dogs and cats. And everyone will love it so much.
Yeah, I think it would be so fun. Everyone is invited to Eurovision at home.
Yes, we could do it. And I mean, there's a lot of space. Like maybe...
So Reykjavik 2026 in Vibe's back garden.
Yes!
That would be a dream.
I thought it might be a dream. talking of that, we've had so many... questions from fans, Vibe fans from all over the world.
Let's go, Vibe gang.
Just in the last couple of days.
Yeah, we love Vibe gang.
Yes.
So let's start with Marie, possibly, who's in Germany.
Okay.
Hey guys, my question for Vibe is, I want to start listening more to Icelandic music. Do you have recommendations?
Oh yes, we do.
Where do I start?
I think you should start with Ingi Bauer, our producer.
Yes, he has so many hits. He has like the biggest Icelandic song ever.
Yeah, that's called Upptrhópa, and that's with Herran Hetusmjör, Mr. Peanut Butter.
Yes, who opened the final, didn't he?
Yes, he opened the final.
Yeah.
And his biggest song, Ingi Bauer, our friend, he made that with him.
Yes.
They did it together.
Upptrhópa, I would just go through Ingi's catalogue, and Mr. Peanut Butter, of course, he's number one.
And maybe Joey P. and Crowley.
Oh yes, we love Joey P. and Crowley as well, and there's a...
Joey P and Crowley.
Yes, we have because we like mainly listen to Icelandic music.
Yes, we love Icelandic music.
To so much Icelandic stuff.
Yes, all the music we listen to almost is Icelandic.
And actually, one of the questions we might get to it, but I remember it coming in, was about singing in Icelandic.
Yes,
and the little postcard that you made during Song for Keppnin.
Yes.
You're holding up a chart, which I think was showing that the chances of a song doing well is higher if it's in Icelandic.
Yes, that's just the...
The statistics.
Yes, that's just counting, isn't it?
Yes, really? We've got a guy to like look over every
data.
Yeah, the data.
from college to or was with me in some class. Who was very good with statistics. I asked him to make a chart.
Yes, and he went over every song from 2000 to 2024.
To see, like, and because 100% of the songs that have been in Icelandic have qualified to the finals.
So I was just thinking about this. Hattari.
Sister. Then Eithoringi.
Do you prefer singing in Icelandic?
Yes, yes. I think we're not good at singing in English.
I never done it.
Yeah,
we made our song like in English just to have another version of it. But then for the finals, we decided to keep it in Icelandic. And this year, we never made an English version
because we love Icelandic and it's such a beautiful language.
Yes, and like it's not us to sing in English.
That's not like
vibe, you know.
Yeah, we would never do that.
But also the song as well, it's easily understood what you're trying to get across, isn't it?
Yeah, simple song. Yeah.
Okay, so that's a long answer to the question. Do you have any recommendations for us?
Yes.
Just go to Top 50 Iceland and listen to everything. It's so good. Like Icelandic music is like good right now. Like right now we have it's one of the best it's ever been.
Similar sort of question from Natalie, who's also in Germany. She has two questions, actually. Oh, cool. So the first one, which are your favorite Eurovision songs from this year and also the previous ones?
Oh, wow.
Okay. And let's start with this year.
I'd say Barabara Bastu.
Yes, I was going to say that. Barabara Bastu.
Swedish entry.
Yes, yes, yes. It's so good. Yeah.
But all-time favorite, I would say Sylvia Knight. That represents Iceland.
Yes.
Congratulations. We're always listening. That's a song. And always all and everything around the act.
Yes, because
her character and everything, like the interviews, and that's so cool.
Because a lot of people didn't realize that it was an act.
Yeah, that's the best part. People didn't know that she was not like this in real life.
No. Yes. Question two from Natalie is, do you have a country that you've never been to that you want to visit?
Yes, I would say Greenland.
Greenland?
Yes, Greenland. We want to go there.
So you sing about rowing to Greenland, but you've not been
to
Greenland.
We're manifesting.
Okay.
We want to go there. That would be a dream.
That would be a dream. We're trying our best.
Faroe Islands, you've been there?
Yes.
We went there.
It was so cool.
With our family. Yes, we were walking and went to Bonus and went
bowling.
To bowling. Yes, we went bowling. So much to do. So fun.
Angelina is in France. Do you have any family traditions around Eurovision? Because in her family, we like getting sheets of paper and grading each country and exchanging comments about the performances with some nice snacks.
That's so cool.
I mean, we always do that. Our whole family comes together and in the sofa and
we watch
with snacks. And then we talk about, I don't know about this one. Oh, this one's good. Yeah. You know, just...
What are the snacks? What do you eat?
Chips, I think. Mostly chips.
Yes, chips. We love chips.
And maybe chocolate. Yes. And ice cream. We love ice cream.
Oh, yes, ice cream, of course.
Now, Bryn is in Finland. Mm. How is it doing music with each other? Does it get annoying sometimes?
Oh, yes.
Or boring?
So annoying.
So let's do annoying first.
Yes, annoying every time. Every
so
time.
Annoying. especially when we want to go to the studio in the morning. We plan with our producer, let's go to in the morning. And he doesn't want to wake up.
No, first of all, I never want to do studio sessions in the mornings.
Yes, and me and the producer always want to do it in the morning.
Matti and Inki, they always want to do like songs in the mornings. It's so dumb.
Because we're having our conversation at 1 p.m., just after 1 p.m. Is that too early for you? Would you rather be in bed just now?
Yes, he would.
In ideal world, I would love to sleep every day till like 3 or something.
Okay.
If world was perfect, but the world is not perfect, you know. Matti thinks it's annoying that I sleep a lot. But
yes, it can be annoying to work with your brother, but
it's one of my favorite things.
Yes, it's the best thing ever. It's so good to have someone that you can trust and like your best friend with you always.
Yeah. So when did you start making music then together?
It was like 2022.
Yes.
Not till then.
Yeah. We didn't realize that we could combine our powers until 2022 because I was always like making beats on the computer.
Yes.
And he was always trying to make beats.
Yes, I wanted to be also, but he was so much better than me.
And then he just heard the beats from my room and he wanted to come over and sing on them. And yes, of course, you can do that.
Is that how it works? And Matthias, you're more on the musical side and Halfdan, you're on the lyrical side? Or?
Yes, a little bit more. Yes, I would say so.
Yeah.
But we always help each other out. Like maybe I'm not like producing the beats, but I'm like saying you do this, and he does.
He comes up with the lyrics and I say, now let's change this.
I'm just on the side and I say like, I do a pass that's like dum 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 dum, and then he like, okay,
he does it.
So it works.
Yes, it works.
That's right. Okay, so that song is going to be performed on the big stage. We've heard a little bit about how the staging is going to be bigger.
Yes.
Do you know the song inside out now? Do you still need to practice it?
Oh no, I know this song like the back of my hand.
They banned us from practicing.
Yes.
Like Selma, the director, he said, no more practicing, guys. You're practicing too much.
Yes, she didn't want us to be like a robot on stage. So, yeah, we're in a practicing ban. But
in April, the ban expires and we will be back at it again.
You'll be proud to say. So who's on stage with you then? Because you've got the Vibe dancers who are wearing the same silver suits as you. Tell me who's on stage with you.
Yes, on the stage there will be us two. And
three dancers.
The same dancers that were with us in Sewing Cabin.
Yes,
great
people.
We signed them all again. They were so good.
Number one dancers in Iceland. Yes. We have Ulla, Ulvildur. She's
18.
She's like 18 years old. She's so
young.
She's so young. Mm. And but... such a legend. We love her so much. And
I think she will be the youngest contestant.
This year?
Yes, because Kyle Alexandro from Norway is the youngest. He's 19.
Yeah.
How old are you guys?
I'm 21.
And I'm 20.
We're veterans.
We're veterans of some
kind,
for sure.
Of course. Yeah, but we have her, and then we have Ola. She is also a great dancer.
And she's from Poland.
She's from Poland. It's so cool. So we have to learn, we can
learn Polish from her
and talk to the Polish competitor.
Yeah, that's
contestant.
Like our goal.
Yes.
Would it be a dream?
That would be a dream. And then Baldwin.
Baldwin, of course, who is also like doing
the choreography.
Okay. Here is New York. I'm not sure where New York is emailing from, but if you could create a movie, what would the plot be?
Wow.
And which Nordic actors would star?
Wow, Nordic actors. I'll have to do... what's a guy from Denmark?
Martin
Mikkelsen. I'll sign him immediately, even before I have
the script.
The script.
Yes, he and Hafþór Júlíusson.
Yes, Hafþór Júlíusson, the mountain.
Yeah, the mountain.
Yes, we'll make them fight.
Yes, they are going to be fighting.
I think we should make a movie, and it's ninjas versus...
it's the turtles.
Ninjas versus turtles.
And it's going to be like real turtles, like small turtles.
Yes.
And the ninjas are going to maybe take them and put them in
cages.
And
then there will be alien spaceship. And there will be lasagna and penguins everywhere. And Mads Mikkelsen will be like, what are these penguins doing?
Why are penguins here?
It doesn't sound like a low-budget movie,
no,
does it?
No, it's going to be a high-budget movie.
No, if Vibe make movie, they make...
it's going to be a big movie.
Big blockbuster movie.
Because what I thought this question was going to say was, if you could have a film of your lives, who... because I'm going to ask you that question. So if the film was about Vibe, who would play you both?
Then the turtles are getting fired.
Yes. Maybe Mads Mikkelsen. I would say...
I say, who would play me in our live movie, I'd say... maybe Gísli Marteinn could play me.
I thought about that.
Yes.
Because he looks just like him.
He has the glasses.
Gísli Marteinn looks just like Halldan.
Yes, and I think... Matti, there's a guy called Siggy who almost looks...
But no one, I think no one in English radio knows.
Tell me about Siggy.
He was like the assistant director of Sewing Cabin.
He's an actor as well.
He's an actor.
He always plays Gísli Marteinn.
Yes, he's always pretended to be Gísli Marteinn.
Well, do you know, a funny thing happened. I was in Akureyri about a month ago to record shows for a couple of days, and I was doing a lot of driving around the north of Iceland. Yeah. I forgot to take my sunglasses with me. So I went to Flying Tiger in Glerutog in Akureyri, and I picked up this pair of sunglasses, and it wasn't until I'd bought them and put them on that I realised they made me look like your dad. it was almost like the Vibe glasses.
Vibe dad.
Yeah. So I'm going to pitch myself if you need someone to play you in your older years.
Yes.
Then we do this.
Yeah,
you're signed.
You're signed for the movie.
Perfect. Yes. That's a verbal contract.
Yes.
Son is in Sweden who says, it's Jonsson actually, Jonsson Solvik who says, how do you keep up the energy?
I don't know.
Maybe just be a happy, drink Coca-Cola.
We drink a lot of Coca-Cola and Monster.
And just have fun.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
We sometimes get this question, like, why are you so energetic and something? I don't know. I just wake up.
It's because you enjoy what you do, I think.
Probably.
Yes, probably.
Yeah,
it's so much fun. It's so much fun to be energetic.
What's the schedule like for you now? Because as we speak, I think you've just come back from Oslo, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah, we just came back from Oslo.
The pre-party was so fun.
So, yeah,
we met so many people. It was so fun.
And then, not this Saturday, but the next Saturday, they will be in Amsterdam.
Yes, another pre-party.
Another pre-party then.
And then the week after that, we're going to London. And then week after that, we're going to Madrid.
Yes.
Are these all pre-parties?
Yes. It's so much fun to be in these pre-parties.
We just go there and sing our boat song. And
everyone is asking questions, why are you singing about boat?
And we say, like, we love boat. And it's so fun.
It's the best. But
one of us likes boats. The other is scared of water. But anyway.
Yeah. We don't talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. So there's all these... Eurovision is now, what, 6 weeks away? 7 weeks? Something like that, I think.
Yeah, it's so short.
And you've got all of these parties, but also a chance to perform the song as well. Are you learning more about the sort of routine and the experience yet, about what's going to be expected?
I think so.
Yeah, it's, slowly but surely.
It's different performing for international audience, because in Iceland, when we sing our song, we don't even have to sing, you know, because everybody just sings for us.
Yes.
Because everybody knows the song. But in the pre-parties, no one can say no lyrics, because it's so... But they literally made the hardest chorus in the world.
But there were some people who could sing with
it. Yes, that was so cool.
It was so impressive to see people in Norway be singing Rónde hér, Rónde þar, you know.
It's so funny.
It's so crazy. Yeah.
I think the chorus, a lot of people are going to... Because there's a karaoke version, isn't there?
Yes,
song we put it on YouTube as well. Yeah. I think a lot of people could manage the chorus. The verse might be a little tricky.
Yes, the verse might be tricky. Yeah,
it's so fast also.
Yeah. But here is Natalia. Where's Natalia? She doesn't say. Oh, she's in Poland.
Oh,
okay.
We love Poland.
I have a question for Vibe. Have they already decided on a good placement for the trophy that they're going to win in Eurovision 2025?
Yes.
Would they place it next to the YouTube silver play button they will shortly receive after they hit their goal and, may I say, achieve their dream of 100,000 subscribers on YouTube?
Yes.
How's that going?
Wow. We just hit 5,000 subscribers.
Yes, almost.
We're almost there.
Yes, we would probably put the silver play button in the middle.
Yes, I think the Söngva Keppni trophy on the left, silver play button in the middle, and then on the right there will be the Eurovision trophy.
Of course.
Yes.
Which you get to keep for a year, don't you?
Yes.
But you've got the Söngva Keppni trophy. How, what was it like picking that up from Hera Björk?
It was so cool.
It was so cool.
It was a cool
trophy. And
yes, very cool trophy. And we thought we had to only
return
it. Yeah, we thought we had to return it in 1 year. But they make new trophy every year.
Okay.
Yes,
so we had to keep it. It's so cool. But the hardest part is that it's only one trophy, so we can't have it in our rooms, you know.
Yeah, we have it in just...
In the living room.
Just...
Yeah, that's a good question, actually. So you would have to share it, of course,
when you
win. But
I mean, we live together. So.
Yeah, so it's fine for now. But
when we move out, it's
going to be hard.
Yes.
Yeah. And when you move out, will you get separate places?
Yes, of course. Yes, I don't want to live with him.
We are spending way too much time together.
Yes, too much time.
We talked about the YouTube likes and the number of subscribers, and you want to get 100,000.
Yes,
Another one of your dreams.
Yes,
is to reach number 34 again in the betting.
Oh my God, that would be a dream.
That would be so cool.
We're trying our best. Everybody has to bet their farm.
Yeah, bet the farm, guys. That would be so cool.
Oh my God, we were number 34.
It was such a good day.
That was the best day of my life.
Yes, I was so happy, smiling.
Yes, and we got pizza. It was so fun.
You're on the Tuesday, the first night, aren't you?
Yes.
So obviously, when you get through, then your odds are going to go up as well.
Then we might get number 34 knots.
Yes, that would be a dream. We're trying our best.
Francesco has asked about that from Italy.
Yes.
I've seen you joke a lot about the placement and the betting odds, but I was wondering if you actually worry about them, or if you aren't bothered at all and just want to enjoy your time at Eurovision, or maybe you're confident in your chance to qualify for the final. Who can say?
Yes.
Oh, we just want to have fun.
If we'll be completely honest, we do not care.
Yes. But we just want to have fun. And
we think it's funny to have like a goal, 34.
Yes, it's a good goal.
I think that's
it's a reachable goal.
Yes, it's
And actually, if someone puts money on you now, if they're able and it's legal to do that where they are to bet, they're going to do quite well when you win.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
The odds are going to be really
good. That's the thing. You're 500 extra money. Imagine.
You put $1, you get $500.
It's free money, guys. Why is no one doing it? But Vibe does not support Cameron.
No.
What do you think about the group that you're in then? Because I don't have the lineup in front of me, but you're in the first half of the first semi-final.
Yes.
Which are the other countries that are performing?
It's Barabastu.
Yeah, the Sweden and Estonia. I also love Estonia song. That's very good.
And who else are there?
Oh my God. I can check real quick. I have it on my phone.
Yeah, because we do have not good memory, you know.
No, me neither. I've forgotten too. It's fine.
Yeah.
Halfdan is looking this up now to see who you're performing with.
Yeah, we are competing.
Maybe look into the mic, you know.
Yeah, sorry. With we have Sweden, Ukraine, Slovenia, And then us, of course, and Estonia, Poland, and Portugal. That's the first half that we are in.
And do you know when you are on in that half? Are you on first or last?
They're still deciding.
Yeah, we will get to know hopefully soon. We don't know when.
That would be so fun.
But it would be cool to like open or something. Yeah, I think that would be...
Would that be your preference then, if you could choose to go on first?
Well, it's so nice to finish it off. Like, I remember last year when we were in Sögu Keppnin in the finals, we were number one. That was the best place.
Because
then you just start, finish it, and then it's just over, and you just chill.
And you can enjoy it.
Yes, and you can enjoy. Otherwise, you're always like, you're so...
So, I'm about to go on stage.
Yes, you know. Yes. So it's, so it's, I think it's best to be... So I'm at least good in the first half. I like that.
Yes, that's the best part.
Then we have in second half of Netherlands, Azerbaijan, Albania, San Marino, Belgium, Cyprus, Croatia, and Norway. Just good countries, good songs.
Yes, only good countries, only good songs.
Yes.
And you've got a few favourites. You mentioned Estonia, I think, is one of your favourites.
Yes.
From this current lineup, who else are you?
I would say Norway.
Yes, we also look like Norway.
Norway's good, isn't it? Yes. Strong entry.
We love Norway. And Kyle. He's such an amazing guy.
Yes,
we met him in Norway now.
Which contestants do you want to be friends with?
I would say Kyle Alexandro. I would say...
We are already friends with
him. We are already friends with him.
And also Sissel from Denmark.
Sissel from Denmark. We're already friends with her.
Yes, she's very nice.
We want to be friends with Tommy Cass.
Yes.
We want to be friends with...
the Kaif Barabara Bastu guys.
Yeah, Barabara Bastu
guys. Yes, of course.
We want to be friends with everybody.
The Finnish girl.
You're talking about Erika
Wickman.
Yes. Yeah, we want to be friends with Erika Wickman.
So many people.
Basically all of Europe.
I would say everyone.
Everyone in Europe.
Competing. We want to be best friends.
Evan Novak is in the USA, and he's put a lot of questions here, but we've actually answered quite a lot of these already in our conversation. So let me pick one that we haven't.
Yes.
Are you apprehensive about any situations on the Eurovision stage at the moment? Anything worrying for you?
Worrying? No, I don't think so.
Maybe worrying if I fall off stage. because we're standing next to the edge, you know. We stand at the edge.
But imagine if you fall off stage, it would be so viral moment. And it would be shared everywhere, and then we qualify.
Yes.
Because it's like funny.
So maybe not to worry about that. Maybe if he farts, you know.
What?
that would not be good, because there would be bad smell on stage.
Yeah, I hope I'm not that. But
I think the audience would probably, the audience in the hall might be a bit disturbed by that, but the TV audience should be okay. Like
no, yeah. I don't think we have any worries.
No.
We'll just chill, you know.
Have you seen, I don't guess that the stage is there yet, but have you seen the venue in Basel?
We have seen photos of how the stage is going to be, how it look.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And it's so big.
I
can't imagine myself standing on that stage. That would be a dream, you know.
Well, that's going to happen.
It's going to be.
Yeah,
it's a dream that's going to come true.
Yes, my dream will be fulfilled.
Elmar Etherson says, who is your favourite girly pop star? I don't know whether that means female pop star.
Girly, I would probably say Billie Eilish.
Yeah, Matt loves Billie Eilish.
I am always listening to Billie Eilish, and I'm going to her concert in summer.
Okay.
Yes, she's on tour, and I bought tickets because I'm a huge fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll agree. And also the Icelandic, like Briett and GDRN, if they're my favorites.
If they're on tour.
I don't know if they're on tour.
You can get tickets. You need to get tickets.
Rocco's in the Philippines. How do you? I don't think you have a day off. He says, how do you guys normally spend your day off from Vibe? When was your last day off?
Whoa.
We always have at least something to do.
If we don't have anything to do, it's just answering emails. And
yes.
So it's always like Vibe. Our life is just vibe.
Yes.
I think it was just right before Sönku Keppnin, there was like these last days before Vibe, I think. But we're still always thinking about it and always talking about it.
Yeah.
Yes, but my dream like day off is just literally just chill with my friends in the couch, watching a movie, just talk about something. I don't know. I just something. I don't know. Just chill.
It would be a dream to get a day off from Vibe.
No, it would not be a dream. We love it.
No, we love it.
Well, you obviously do. I mean, we joked about the videos and all the rest of it and how enthusiastic you are. But one of the questions about whether you ever fall out, I'm not sure that you do, because you seem so happy to be doing what you're doing just now.
Yes, it's such an honor. We're living with a dream.
Yeah, I remember when we finished Sönku Keppnin last year, then there was like a
period
where we were like, what do we do now?
Yes.
I don't know. And then the gig started coming and we started the vibe again. But now, like, now we finished Söngur Keppnin and it's just 100 like miles per hour.
It's gonna be after Eurovision, I think. I think we will just
like what? Yeah, then we will sit down and like, what just happened? Just
it's gonna be like that. What I mean, whatever happens in May, you're gonna think, what the hell just happened?
Yes, exactly.
Yes,
it's gonna be so crazy.
This is an experience. It's so cool.
And final question from the Roof English Radio audience. This is Breki Maur Helgason, who says, let's do one of Helgi's questions. If you can meet anyone living or dead, who would it be and why?
Wow. This is so hard a question.
Martin, do you have
Save the hardest question till the end.
Yes, I'm thinking maybe, do you have anything?
I don't know, Jesus. That would be cool.
How old would meet Jesus? And I would...
I would meet Jesus. That would be so cool.
I would meet Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler?
Or Will Ferrell.
What?
Yes. Jesus and Adam Sandler. I'm just picturing them and you in the same room.
Oh my God, we can talk about so many things.
There's so much that we could talk about.
We have so much in common.
Vibe, Jesus and Adam Sandler.
Well, actually, you mentioned Will Ferrell as well. I mean, I think he'd want to meet you being such a big fan of Iceland and a big fan of Eurovision.
Yes. That would be a dream.
Will Ferrell is...
We want to meet him.
Yes. We just made a cover of Yaya Ding Dong.
Yes, you have.
I don't know, has it been released?
Yes, now it's Friday.
Yes, of course, it's been released, guys.
It was released on Monday.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me about that, because we'll put a link up to that as well. I think it'll be on your page as well. So this is Ya Ya Ding Dong, the famous song, of course, from the Netflix movie about Eurovision, starring and written by Will Ferrell.
Yes.
Why that song?
Because everyone loves Ya Ya Ding Dong. It's the best song in the world.
Everyone in our comments is always screaming Yaya, play Yaya Ding Dong.
Yes.
So we're just doing what our fans want.
Yes. Because this is the best song in Iceland, you know.
Have you been to the Eurovision Museum in Húsavík?
No. We need to go there.
Because this is why you need to go.
Yes.
There is a bar which is part of the sort of hotel and part of the museum as well. You go into that bar, and if you say play Yaya Ding Dong, they will.
Oh my God.
Anytime. It's the only place in the world where that happens.
We have
so
to go.
That's such a good
God. We have to do it.
Yes. Oh my God. That's so cool. Amazing.
It's a great place. You need to go.
I need to go. Yes. That's going to be a next mission.
Sure.
We'll go to Akureyri soon and performing there. We maybe can get a drive.
Stop by in Húsavík.
I think it's worth a quick trip to Húsavík as well. Just a word on the costumes, because there are lots of old Eurovision costumes in that museum in Húsavík. These silver suits that you wear are becoming pretty iconic. You're not wearing them today, disappointing.
Oh, yeah, yes, no, I'm so sorry.
We were just eating lunch.
Yes, we were just eating. We forgot to wear
them. That's like number one rule of a costume. You cannot eat in costume.
No, that's true. But these are already very iconic, aren't they?
Yes, they're so iconic.
When there was like Ash Day, I don't know, Öskudagur.
Öskudagur, Ash Wednesday.
All the kids were wearing the vibe costume. They were so cool.
Yes, like, it was so many mini vibes.
Shout out to Sylvia,
the costume designer.
Our costume designer. Love Tank. For making it. She has all the vision for what we wear.
It was a good idea to make us wear silver.
Yeah, she came up with all the silver concept and everything around it. So big shout out to Sylvia. She's very clever. She's the best.
Such a lot to look forward to in the next 6 or 7 weeks. Yes, it's going to go really quickly, isn't it? It's going to go past really fast.
It's
already been like more than a month since we won Söngur Keppnin, and it felt like one day.
It really does, doesn't it? That feels like about 10 days ago, maybe.
Yes, it's crazy.
It's so crazy. Time flies.
We're going to play out with the song, of course. We're going to end with the song Róa, which is Iceland's Eurovision Song Contest entry this year. But I want you both to introduce it.
Yes.
Imagine no one's ever heard it before.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. We are vibe.
Yes.
And now in a world.
In a world where there's a boat.
Boat.
And
two guys
made a song about that.
Yes.
Boat.
Made a song about it, and they started sailing to different places. They were trying to find a better place.
Yes. It's a very good song.
Very beautiful.
Everybody must... Do not turn off the radio right now.
Yes, it will make you happy and make you sad and make you funny.
Not sad, you're only happy.
It will bring up every emotion.
Yes, so many emotions.
Every emotion will come when you listen to the song.
Yes.
This is the song Róa. Enjoy.
Eurovision 2025. Bye.
Remember the world. Let's go!
Come on. Sjórin okkans koma öldurnar Ég enn og bát að leita betri stað Ég ekki enda búin að missa allt En við setjum stekjum upp og höldum aftur af stað Róni hér, róni þar og í gegnum öldurnar Það getur ekki stoppað mig af Róni hér, róni þar og í gegnum öldurnar Það getur ekki stoppað mig af Róni hér
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.